welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, and I'm your host. This podcast is to highlight the life and ministry of Asian American leaders and to network them for advancing God's kingdom in North Carolina and beyond. Today, we have Vance and Ear Moore. They are the kids and student ministry directors at the Point Church International in Cary, North Carolina. We are so glad and we are so privileged to have this wonderful couple for this podcast today. Hello, Vince. Hello, Ear. How are you?
Hi, Pastor Sammy. Thank you for having us. It's a privilege to come and just speak with you today.
Yes, sounds great. Well, today is the first episode, and we want to know more about your personal story and also about Hmong people in North Carolina. You are all Hmong Americans, right?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Awesome. That's great. So let me ask you this question. Vince and Ear, can you tell us about your family?
Sure. My name is Vince, and this is my wife, Ear. We have three boys. We live in Cary, North Carolina. We pretty much lived here all our lives, and like you mentioned, we are Hmong. Mm-hmm.
That's good. Now, both of you are Christians and followers of Jesus Christ. So how did you become Christians? How did you come to faith in Jesus Christ?
So after we relocated to the U.S., our American sponsor invited us to church and Bible study. And as we were attending church for the first time, we were introduced to Christianity. And, you know, there we've learned that what does it mean to be a Christian and why we need Jesus in our life.
Hmm, that's good. So what's your call in your life?
I would say we are called to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We must go out and love others as Christ loved us. And, you know, we are to make disciples of all nations, for that is one of the commandments that Jesus, he himself gave.
Yeah, I just wanted to add that, you know, even though we are calling on that, sometimes God really pulls you. About 5 years ago, there was an event in my life that God really pulled me to him and really showed me his healing also. And now one of my calling from God is really going out to others and sharing how to heal by just trusting in God and focusing on God first for his healing.
That's great. Now, for me, I really want to know more about Hmong Americans and Hmong people in general. So can you tell me about how Hmong people immigrated to the United States? And where in North Carolina is Hmong people mostly concentrated?
Yeah, good answer. Good question, Pastor Sammy. Hmong immigrated from Laos after the Vietnam War. The Hmong people helped the U.S. fight during that war. They were recruited as secret armies to fight with the Viet Cong that was coming through Laos through the Ho Chi Minh Trail. So the U.S. recruited them to fight alongside to stop the Viet Cong during that time. After the war, when the U.S. pulled out, the Hmong people became refugees and was sponsored, and most of them resettled in the California, Wisconsin, and Minnesota area. Mm-hmm. In North Carolina, a lot of Hmong are concentrated in the Hickory Morganton area, but a lot more is moving toward the Charlotte area.
Mm, okay. So Vince, are you originally from North Carolina or?
No. So when we first came to the U.S., we immigrated into Washington State, Spokane, Washington. And then we moved to California before we moved to North Carolina.
Mm. How about you, Ear?
So we landed in Michigan, and we've been there, you know, pretty much all our life until, mm-hmm. For me, until I got married.
Okay. So when you came to North Carolina, what year was it?
I would say probably 1996.
Yeah, close to that. Yeah. 95, 96 wow. Yeah, 95, area. 96.
So you lived in North Carolina more than 20 years.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. So you're definitely a North Carolinian, I guess. Okay. What is the original religion for Hmong people? And how many percentage of Hmong are Christians?
The original religion of Hmong people is shamanism and ancestry worship. And I would say at the current time, there's about 30 to 50% Hmong that are Christians now. Mm.
Wow, that's pretty high.
Yeah, it is pretty high.
Mm, that's great.
I think God is just doing works of drawing Hmong people to God's kingdom. So,
Well, related to that, what is the major drawing point for Hmong people to come to Jesus Christ?
So this is from what we've seen is there was three major points that we really saw what draw Hmong to Christ. The first one was, you know, when you go through a sickness or illness, you're looking for healing. Mm. And when they couldn't find it in the old ways, they turn to Christ with people praying for them also so that they can be healed. Mm. The next thing was just having a everlasting life desire. In Hmong culture, after your afterlife, we really don't have like a heaven. Basically, we go back into our ancestry, and that's what the Hmong people believe. Mm-hmm. So when you know a lot of Christians came to just tell the Hmong people about afterlife and going to heaven, a lot of them that really did draw them to come to know Christ also by mm-hmm. believing in Him. The last thing is. With the old culture of the Hmong people, there's a lot of rules and a lot of ways that when you're either, you know, let's say something happens and you're doing a sacrificial, you have to do it certain ways that to follow so that you can be blessed. And the youth didn't really know those cultural ways anymore. So rather than doing those specific ways of the rituals, they turned to coming to know about Christ and just using the prayer and using, Jesus in their life to really overcome those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Well, let's say among the Hmong family, it's the first generation Hmong parents are believing shamanism.
Yes.
But do you think that shamanism carried over to the second generation, their children, or the second generations are more free spirit and they want to try out some other religions, including Christianity?
So a majority of the younger generation did come and be free spirit, like mm-hmm. you mentioned, mm-hmm. and they did try Christianity. But there is some that are still teaching their younger mm-hmm. generations mm-hmm. of shamanism and of the old culture also. So mm-hmm. there is a percentage of that still holds that old culture into mm-hmm. place also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. Now, what are some exciting things God is doing among Hmong people in North Carolina and the United States?
Well, I really feel like God is raising up stronger Christians within the Hmong communities. And I really feel like God is also moving in the Hmong church where they, you know, many Hmong churches are going back to the countries that they came from, and they're going back there to take the gospel back to the Hmong people who are still left behind. And in addition to that, I feel like the new generations, God is working in them so that, you know, they're not limited to just sharing the gospel with their own fellow brothers and sisters that are Hmong, but that God is calling them out to reach other nations as well.
Mm. So do you see a large number of new, younger generations among Hmong people, like second and third generations? They are rising up as spiritual leaders?
Yes, definitely.
Well, we are seeing more and more of the second generation rising up as leaders and to transform the spiritual aspects of how to lead the next generation in that phase also.
Mm. Yeah. Well, that's awesome. That's very hopeful. So for some other ethnic group churches, that's their hope. They yes. want to see their next generations to step up and they become leaders. To take the torch and then, you know, to really lead the nations to Christ. I mean, I can see you are the great example because, you know, you are second generations, right?
Correct.
Hmong Americans, and you are doing amazing, amazing ministry. Now, in the next episode, we're going to learn more about what you do for the kingdom of God. But I'm very excited to hear about what God is doing among Hmong people. Now, what is the biggest spiritual need of Hmong Americans?
So what we've seen in Hmong Americans, you know, from a spiritual need perspective is, you know, the first thing is when there's a sickness, right? When there's a sickness or when something happens to them, they, you know, they, that's when they really turn to that spiritual need and say, hey, I need healing or I need blessings in my life. Mm-hmm. The next biggest thing is, you know, when somebody sees somebody dies or when you get older, then they really see that spiritual need of, you know, what am I going to do so that I can get into heaven? You know, making that connection to Jesus, saying, hey, I need Jesus at that point. I think those are the two biggest things for what we see as Hmong needs. But we are really trying to pray and hope that, you know, when Hmong people really come and seek God, that they really seek him for all their needs to be spiritual, right? It's not just those times, but every single time that, you know, that they either have either issues or worries or, you know, anything that they would, you know, say, hey, I need God to fill my needs and those things, for them to come and have that relationship with God and saying, God, I need you at those points also.
Mm, that's good. Well, Vincent Yeer, thank you so much for sharing your life. And I look forward to listen to more about your current ministry in the next episode. Thank you, listeners, and I will see you in the next episode.